William says he brings a different vision to the office. He says he wants to be independent and sees the lieutenant governor's role as similar to the post of New York City public advocate, an elected position that's meant to represent the needs of the public. William says Hochul, the current lieutenant governor, has said she is the eyes and ears of the governor. William says he'll be the eyes and the ears of the people.
Currently, that position is a very expensive ribbon-cutting office. Ribbon cutting is fun. I don't want to take it away. But we have to have some more substance. And that's why I'm running for lieutenant governor.
Williams wants to end the schools-to-prisons pipeline, fight against gun violence, and create better relationships between minority communities and the police. He's running on a ticket with Democratic gubernatorial challenger Cynthia Nixon, and he's optimistic that Nixon will be the next governor. But Williams says regardless of who wins that race, it won't change his view of the lieutenant governor's job, which he says is to hold everyone accountable.
If the governor really believed, this current governor, believed in what he said, I'm the type of lieutenant governor that he would want. But he does not thrive in accountability. He thrives in misinformation, deception, and headline grabbing whatever he could say at that moment in time.
Hochul, a Buffalo native who once held the congressional seat now occupied by indicted GOP Congressman Chris Collins, has spent the past 4 years tirelessly traveling the state and attending events on behalf of the governor. She was at the state fair at the end of August, where she said she backs many of Cuomo's achievements, like a phase into a $15 minimum wage and partial paid family leave.
Clearly, I'm Governor Cuomo's running mate. We are both endorsed by the state party at the convention in May, but we have to legally run separate campaigns, and so that's fine. So it gives me an opportunity to get to, you know, let people know who I am and the work that I've done as lieutenant governor for the past 4 years and how proud I am to be able to have their support again for another four.
In a primary where the candidates are in competition over the progressive credentials, Hochul has been criticized for more conservative positions that she's held in the past. She received an A rating from the NRA in her 2012 congressional race when the group endorsed her over challenger Collins. And when she was Erie County clerk, she threatened to turn undocumented immigrants seeking driver's licenses over to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Hochul says she now supports allowing the immigrants to get the licenses. Hochul says she wants to serve another 4 years because there's a lot of unfinished business that needs to be completed, like better protecting abortion rights for women. And she, like Cuomo, wants New York to be an alternative to the policies of President Trump.
And regardless of what happens in our nation's capital, the people can count on New York State as the birthplace of so many movements, including the women's rights movement, that we will stand up for people. And that's what we're spending a lot of our energy on, is fighting back the Trump administration.
Hochul's been spending most of her days lately campaigning in New York City, where until recently she trailed Williams by 9 points in the polls. She now has a 6-point lead. Hochul is ahead of Williams in the downstate suburbs and upstate. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.